conspiracy. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and shewed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night, and stole him away, while we slept. Matthew chapter 28, verse 11 to 13. After the burial of Jesus, the religious leaders were concerned about the fact that Jesus had promised that he would raise again after the third day. So consequently, they went to Pilate, who was the governor in Israel. Pilate granted their request to have overnight security. However, something troubled me deeply about the behavior of the religious leaders. I have two concerns. Number one, who cares if Jesus' disciples steal the body? I mean, what are they going to do with the dead body anyway? Number two, could it be the religious leaders really believed that Jesus would rise again and they wanted soldiers at the tomb to kill him again as he would attempt to leave the tomb? Well, whatever the true motive, it is clear that a dead Jesus was no longer a threat. His living words, however, were causing quite a problem. And one more thing before I forget. Do you ever recall being able to give an eyewitness account of the events that took place while you were asleep? I didn't think so. 'Cause you were asleep, right? That's what I thought. Didn't make sense to me either. Dear Lord, help us to know when a conspiracy is at work. We are living in a time where many still question if you were raised from the dead. In fact, those that choose to believe that you are risen are the exception. Dear Lord, I choose not to believe the evil report of the bribed soldiers, but I choose to believe the report of the Lord. The book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 9 says, If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 says, And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. I don't know about you, but you should know that all men have lied at some point in their lives. But God never lies. He is the truth. Here's a piece I call conspiracy. It's true. They crucified me. After they tested and tried me, innocent. It is finished, I cried, see? Blood and water flowed from my side, jeez. But before I left the cross, I gave you a token. I made sure that not one of my bones was broken. One of the thieves with me was nothing but the devil in disguise. The other thief gets a free trip to the skies. He'll spend his eternity in heaven, a place the Pharisees can't come because they have too much leaven. It's sad to see how they operate. When they eat, they only wash the outside of the plate. With things considered, I'm doing well. Just saw the devil. Just got the keys of death and hell. Thought he would have fought, but he didn't. Because outside of your knowledge, Satan knows what I'm bringing. Saw a couple demons and they ran. I didn't get burned. However, man, I got a little tan. On earth, my fame is sinking like the sand. But down here, the temperature's hot. I could use a little fan. Heard they got soldiers waiting for me to come up. I'll do it on the third day, right before the sun up. Can't wait to see the faces of the faithful. Can't wait till the soldiers finally meet the angel. Can't wait, so I won't wait. Waiting is done. I'm getting up in 3, 2, 1. Here comes two ladies looking for a reason. But I left the angel to tell him, I'm not here, I'm risen. I also told him to tell him exactly where I'll be, to tell my disciples to meet me at Galilee. So it's true. It's no doubt. I'm alive and well. The soldiers would take money for their lies and sell. But I thought they were asleep. That story lacks normal transparency. Guess that's how they form a conspiracy. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.